I'm starting. Welcome back, everyone. All right, so this will be a quick breeze through it, pretty much what we did this morning, but as a prelude to our afternoon, more freewheeling meeting, presentations, interest areas. So here we have it, the Ontology 2009 Summit Communique toward ontology-based standards. I'm not going to read it through. I will let our audience member read it at his leisure. We have one person who is not here. But basically, what we are doing is we have brought together the standards community and the ontology community to try and increase the understanding between those two communities and encourage help from one to the other. And one means we are doing this is specifically by calling out some actual projects which are poised to make some progress within a year and demonstrate the value of applying ontologies either to the development or the implementation of standards. Those projects are described there. You can see the list. There are 9 of them across a variety of domains, manufacturing related, base units, very cross, horizontal, cross-discipline issues, e-business, enterprise integration, building, the building industry, open floor plan display, oil and gas standards, and data dictionaries and metadata models. So a wide swath represented there. This group also identified some of the advantages just for the wider audience to recognize why do we think ontologies are good for standards. You can see those listed. It's not a comprehensive list, of course, and raise some issues and suggestions as to what should be done in this combined area in the future. Some issues which were already articulated earlier, such as last year's summit, such as the governance issue. You can see the priority research development areas and roadmap elements. And even some, I guess, what would you call those, disciplines, I suppose, that need some more attention from an ontological perspective. That is the essence of the message of the communique, identifying those projects and raising some issues and the benefits of what that combination can achieve, the standards and the ontologies. The rest of the communique covers some of the background material in terms of how we came to arrive at this year's summit, what was the goal, some of the requirements from the standards world, which are synopsized here, in terms of what they are looking for in terms of support, in terms of representational needs and performance, as well as some of the offerings of the ontology world, we're having to do with precision of definitions and relationships, which are indeed very important for standards. The communique ends then with more detailed descriptions of each of the 9 projects that we are identified for endorsement. The units and dimensions, I'm not going to go through all of these. Some of these descriptions are a little longer than others. The product structure and properties, which is following on from the STEP standard, of course, with product life cycle and so forth. The UNCFAC CCTS applied to e-business standards out of the Open Applications Group, which is actively underway. geospatial cataloging mediation project from the Open Geospatial Consortium, which again is having many of the same problems many of the rest of us are. And enterprise tool project in the financial sector, where we were witness to a wide variety of standards organizations and standards that all are having to work together now, whether it's elegantly or otherwise. And buildings and what were the three? Buildings, energy, and emergency standard. Basically, that's the open floor plan display for multiple needs: the architects, the emergency responders, the energy people worrying about energy efficiency, all need to feed off of different aspects of the a depiction of a building. The I-Ring project in the oil and gas industry sector. I-Ring, I'll let you read some of the specifics. There's some activity already underway in I-Ring, which this community endorses. And finally, there are two projects related to the standard 11179, which is a metadata standard. One to do with the distribution of 11179 data sets along with the metadata. And the second, And then the other one having to do with extending the reach of the 11179 scope. So with that, we are collectively going to be putting our names to this document by physical signature. There's something floating around somewhere, which you're welcome to sign, I guess, if you agree with it all. Otherwise, email endorsements, etc. So I will take any questions from the telephone or from those physically present or observations. And that was it. We've already discussed this. Oh, we do have one. Okay.
Sorry, just two very quick comments and observations. At the very end, the 1179, the second heading doesn't mention that it's anything to do with 1179.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful to add for clarity?
It's the, yeah, where happened to Kevin? Did he leave already?
He and Nancy are still at lunch, I think. We were sitting with
him. Because he had mentioned he was going to put the new titles. Are these the new titles, these two? Oh, right.
But the title I suggested was to combine the two was extending ISO 11179 and other standards to describing and publish data sets for public consumption.
But you wanted to combine the two projects? Then we seem to move into. Well, that's what I was opening, and I didn't see that. But unless my chat window doesn't go far enough in the future here, it's I'm looking for. There's Kevin.
A little more,
okay. The second metadata project. I know, that's the title we have in the communique. Which is interesting because the first one implies combining the metadata with the data sets, right? They're both titles sound very similar to me right now. I thought one was extending.
Yeah, and that's what I had. I used the first part of the first title and the last part of the second title.
Yeah.
Go get him because really he's the leader.
All right. We'll have to call this non-substantive typo.
And I was literally just questioning that if they're both to do with 11179, then should they both say it? Yeah, it's just a clarity thing.
Not directly,
I see.
Yeah,
right,
so
that was the question.
The ontologies of schema and model being managed in the registry are then applied for navigating the instance data, the data sets in the second one.
She doesn't feel the context of the second.
Stating is that they're okay.
Yeah.
Is an ontology describing how to do that.
Ah, it's just the second one didn't give any context of,
yeah,
of where it's coming from.
An ontology representing a meta model for catalogs, which, you know, schema controlled data set catalogs.
Ah.
Hmm. So, Kevin, to bring you up to speed here, we're puzzling over the, at first glance, the two titles seem to pretty much say the same thing.
Well, so my intention was for the second one to be a broader project with the key part of the title being for public use, where the point is you're bringing in the information architecture aspect, looking at how you provide the search and navigation to sets of data sets, whereas the first one is focused, you have a data set, you want to describe the data elements, it's a much more narrow.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's some way that we could make the distinction a little clearer on the titles? Because I'm reading the first title, and I know that 111.79 is about metadata, so reading, connecting metadata to data sets, and then the second one says combining data sets and metadata. So I'm saying they sound awful lot like the same words.
Right. So
I understand you're saying the scope is different. And
right.
The
so I mean, I guess I would be in favor of changing the second title if somebody can come up with a better title. That was just kind of what was there, and you know, I didn't try and take time to brainstorm.
Is the second title what used to be talking about delivering the metadata with the data sets when you're sending it out to the public, right?
Yeah, well, that's one part of it. But again, the other part of it is the information architecture, that you want to organize these things into taxonomies so that can find the data elements that they're interested in,
mm-hmm.
and the data sets that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond a data element at a time.
How about something like, you know, delivering data sets, metadata, and architecture for public use?
It's really catalog information.
Or catalog information
for public use.
That's fine with me.
All right, that would help. All right, Peter, you have a comment?
Yeah, but the full context is standards. So what standards would we be addressing?
111.79.
Which?
No, the standard is proposed for catalog information, and actually there are a number of them to be harmonized.
So will we be talking about a new standard, emerging standard?
Well,
because, I mean,
My wording was, in deference to Kevin, since this was his project primarily, was the word extending or whatever he was wanting to do with 111.79, and then add other standards. So I had extending 111.79 and other standards to describe and publish data sets.
Well,
so it's not just one standard, it's other standards as well, but it's whatever Kevin is comfortable with, since it's his pilot.
I want to make sure we keep this on focus of these are supposed to be near term, within a year,
right.
demonstrations for convincing people the utility of these ontologies.
Well,
so,
I mean, the way I viewed the description was what it really calls for is a combination of the output of the above project with other standards. So it's more of a combination of standards into a framework. So.
Okay. And you think that's going to happen in a year?
Yeah, I mean, if the above one is done, I think there are standards for information architecture for publishing ontologies and providing multifaceted navigation and so on.
Okay.
So I think it is a matter of combining those standards together.
All right. Jerry, do you have a... or?
Within TC 184 SE4, we have a number of standards for catalogs, and I would prefer to keep the wording vague like it is now, rather than just calling out one standard.
I'm fine with that. I'm just trying to make it a little different sounding than the one above. That's all on the title. Yes, Mike.
As somebody who's outside of that whole area, my only comment was simply that if you look at that on the page, coming to it cold, you've got heading, 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 heading. There's nothing relating that last heading to the previous heading or anything else that gives you any context of what it's about. So I've not got any strong views about what it should be about, but I was simply saying, from an editorial point of view, there's nothing there that says it's anything to do with the preceding heading or anything else specific, so it's hard to tell what any of that is saying. And, you know, if there was a way of tidying that up, it would be a lot clearer. But my other comment very quickly was on the financial stuff. We've really been talking about two things, and I wonder if, I wasn't sure whether to challenge the heading or whether that was Bill that supplied that or whether it was already on our slideshow or whatever, but you said in your summing up that the idea of having enterprise tools for traceability between financial business and technical models, that's not something that's ongoing. That's something that Bill is very much seeing needs doing and is trying to bring people together to do.
Right.
Whereas the other project, this is really kind of two projects under the financial heading,
right,
is the EDM Council and the framework I've developed to support the EDM Council of right, standardizing the terms themselves. So
yes,
I wonder if you've got one heading that kind of describes the second of those two. Could we find a more general heading? I don't know.
Ah, I see what you're saying, yeah. Because I did interpret it as those two distinct bullets. But yeah, I see what you're saying about the heading first, only the really addresses the first.
The first one, stuff that's happening. The second one, stuff that, you know, would like to happen.
Yeah. If you would like to generalize, perhaps, on both of those, this doesn't change the substance of the thing. It's simply the delivery of the information. I would love to get something from you in that regard. Mail it to me would be better. Thanks. And maybe similarly, Kevin, if you and or you and Brand could just help clarify the relationship between these two projects and the distinction between the two projects, I think would make it clear for a lay reader coming in.
Right. So, I mean, I think I would perhaps, for establishing the connection, insert a parenthetical at the first comma, because that semantics of individual data elements is what the above one is about, really.
Right. So what are you suggesting?
So at that first comma there, I'll do it in email.
Okay.
But to put a parenthetical there, mm-hmm, referencing the above project.
I see. Okay. So right down here where the mouse is.
I see.
Okay. That would be helpful, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So none of this changes the nature or the substance of this, which is good, since we've already voted.
Just yes, a minor editorial thing that's been brought to my attention. On the iRing project, it should refer, I'm told, to the process industries rather than oil and gas. I've sent you an email.
Okay.
Just so that other
we'll
people
incorporate
know
all those, okay. Covers plastics and all kinds of things as well. Yeah. Okay.
So
certainly the
if I may just bounce a change, if I change combining to providing.
Yeah, and you could add architectures or frameworks or whatever you wanted to do along with that. I think that would help, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, because then the first one's about connecting these things, and then the second one is delivering or providing, as you say.
Right.
That would help, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so there you all have it. I think our bigger impact will be out there in the ether and on the media, since I was speaking with Job Jackson from Government Computer News yesterday, and he's going to get something out in the next couple of days, I think. That will get a lot more attention, at which point our thing will be stable, so that when the reference is there, then I think a much broader audience, certainly in the Washington area, and then hopefully, as in past years, the media, the wires will pick it up, and we'll see things popping up in various magazines and things about this. So in that sense, I'm very optimistic. And again, thanks. We will now shift gears. This is the end of the Ontology Summit, and now we have our ad hoc while we're here, let's share some ideas and thoughts and synergize a little bit. So again, thank you all for coming to the summit. It is adjourned. Yay. So who wants to organize this next meeting?